They're moving in fast, and so should you. Meet the pest nerds at Greenix. We study bugs, so you don't have to. Our science-backed treatments protect your home from over 50 different pests. Ants, wasps, rodents, mosquitoes, you name it. Bundle pest and rodent control and save $150. Spots are filling fast. Schedule today at greenixpc.com. That's green, I-X-P-C.com. Greenix. Pests hate us. Customers love us.
Yes, sir.
God damn, I didn't hit the local. I didn't hit the local joint, so it's going to be fun for me to edit today. How you doing, Mike?
Mental you didn't check. Hit. What didn't you hit?
The local recordings wasn't set up, so it's going to be a difficult joint for me to edit today.
Are you just going to start it over?
Nah, we good. Because we live on all of these platforms, especially Twitter. Because we're part of the Barbershed Network, and we ain't potted in a while, ladies and gentlemen. Because, look at you, you got the hoodie. Oh! Look at Mike got the, I would go up there and get my, I ain't going to hold you. But then that'd mean I have to leave and stuff. Man, look at you. Mike got the hoodie on. How you doing, Mike?
I had to bring it back for the comeback. What's up? Hey, BC. Yes, sir. Hey, y'all, I know y'all ain't seen us in a while and stuff like that. And, you know, that's because Bang don't like to pod with me, y'all. He don't want to pod with me, y'all. He don't. Bang don't want to sit on the pod with me, fam. You know, he likes to do, you know, shout out to I'm Not Gonna Hold You. Shout out to them. You know, Bang be on there with them. That's all good. I show them love. They doing their thing. You know, shout out to First Black Champ, Camp from the Port. They be doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I can't get Bang to sit down with me for an hour. I don't know. I can't catch him. I can't. You know how much stuff has happened since the last time we potted? We got a new president. Yeah, we got Grammys nominations and stuff that popped off. Our football teams, they stink.
I couldn't talk, Mike.
I mean, you know, Bang, they got sick. Bang was sick 2 weeks ago. Last Tuesday, I didn't even hear from him. He didn't even text me last week. The week before that, you texted me and said.
No, I did text you.
Bang, I got the receipts of my phone, boy. I got the receipts of my phone. Last week, he didn't even text me.
Whoa, Mike, don't do that.
Go ahead. While you look, I will explain. Last Tuesday, he didn't text me. The
Tuesday. Don't do that.
The Tuesday.
I said on Tuesday.
What day was that when you said you was doing summer sessions and then you said you was
getting today's
sick.
Day?
Today's the 26th.
So on the 12th.
The 12th was 2 weeks ago.
Damn. I thought I texted you.
Didn't even get a text last week. I need to know. I always wait for Bang's time text. He texts me and say,
I'll
be like,
but you knew I was sick.
I didn't know you were still sick last week. I don't know.
Man, I could barely talk. Nigga,
That's cool.
I thought I was going to die 30 minutes into I ain't going to hold you on Friday.
No, I know Bang ain't messing with the boy. You know what I'm saying? Damn, like, you know, man. But I'm glad to have you here, though, Bang. We good. We locked in. Some Dude Pod is back, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all already know what to do. Rate, like, subscribe, all of that good stuff.
I hurt your heart. My bad.
It's all good, bro. I still love you, fam. We tight. We locked in, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, welcome back. What's up with you, Bang? How are you feeling? You know what I'm saying? Physical check. How are you feeling?
Physical check. I'm still got a cough. It's slowing down though, but I still got a cough. I had told them before we did, I ain't gonna hold you. I've had COVID twice since the pandemic, and I've had the flu A twice. I'd rather have COVID. Me and the flu A, we got issues. COVID, like, I was moving around with COVID and that thing. Miriam was down worse than me. I was taking care of the house and all of that stuff. I wasn't able to go on the cruise 1 year because I had COVID, but I was cool.
Yeah.
The flu? Nah, Jack. No, I'm talking about I was in this joint, Harlem shaking. Yeah. I couldn't hold nothing down. I was cold. I could, like, even still, I got an issue, like, going up and down the stairs. I got to pause a little bit because of my chest and stuff. Matter of fact, for those who've been around the pod since we've been doing it, remember when I got sick before the pandemic and you was like, yo, Bang about to die?
Yeah.
Same shit. Same shit.
Okay.
Like, I'd rather have flu. Hey, mental health check. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on. But we'll figure it out. But yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on.
I was trying to figure out why I was looking so dark. I forgot my daughter's ring light. I was like, "What? Why am I looking so dark?"
I
look really dark right now. Like, okay, my daughter's ring light's not down here. That's why I always use my daughter's. Ever since I got the new webcam, I use my daughter's ring light to make it like, you know,
looking
look
real.
But we're
looking real. I'm about to rob somebody, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, bang. I'm all right, man. I'm cool. You know, I can't complain, man. I'm thankful, dog. Thanksgiving this week, you know, it's an up and down week, but I'm thankful nonetheless. Through all in all, I'm thankful. So I feel all right.
Dallas Cowboys pulled it out.
Yeah, bang. I was watching that football game and I wanted them to lose that game so bad. But you want to know what's funny about them winning that game is that they were actually trying to win the game and almost lost the game. That's how bad of a football team they are. Y'all were actually out there trying to win the game and y'all still almost fucked it up. So, like, but yeah. Shout out to the Dallas Cowboys. They got a victory. It's all good. I mean, it is what it is, man. We really haven't, like, even when we have potted through the season, we haven't really discussed football, you know what I'm saying? And that's okay because there's nothing really to discuss. But when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys in this season, I have already tapped out, like, mentally. Like, I'm not even locked in on the season. I don't look forward to watching any Dallas Cowboy football games. When they come on, I just watch amongst all the other football games that's on. I think I watched more of the Bears game than I did the Cowboys game this week. So that just tells you everything you need to know about me and my relationship with the Dallas Cowboys right now. Damn, so well, I'm mentally checked out. So it's all good.
When you got to talk about my shit, we talked about it on I Ain't Gonna Hold You yesterday. So let's just go ahead and talk about what everybody want to talk about. Let's talk about what everybody want to talk about, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Drake out here suing his record label.
They not like us.
They out here suing his record label. It's two lawsuits. Or, I mean, I guess when looking at everything, they're pre-litigation.
Petitions.
Petitions. The first one was about streams and bots and all of that. And then the second one was about defamation and all of that. So, wow. This is a very unexpected take when we talk about diss songs and all of those things. When I first text you the link to the first lawsuit and then going into today's stuff, what was your thoughts on the boy and where we sit at in the world right now?
I don't know. I'm still trying to process it, but I'm confused. I'm confused. I understand what's going on. And but I'm really confused and I'm just trying to figure out like what's going on right now in the state of hip hop and music in general. You know, where artists are suing labels for like old money, masters and shit like that. But we're seeing a lawsuit that's being filed against a record label due to a diss record.
So just so we can make sure that we get as much facts correct, because we do not want to be the podcast that just throws shit out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a court filing on Monday.
Hey, bang. Before you do that, I want to do it this way instead of you reading it off. So I follow this young lady on TikTok. I think I brought her up before on the pod. Her name is I'm Not a Lawyer, but on
TikTok. Oh yeah, shout out to
she makes content involving like court cases and like lawsuits when it comes to the hip hop community and everything like that. And she's thoroughly like, you know, goes through all the details and everything like that. So I would like to play the TikTok from her and let her read it out.
Text it to me and I'll put it on the screen.
All right, cool. I'm gonna send it to you. Right.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You know, in the court filing, Drake alleged that UMG, Universal Music Group, conspired to artificially inflate Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us on Spotify using bots, payola, other stuff.
Yeah.
Also, No, he is. I guess he's going into a negotiation with UMG and all of that, and he feels like they did not that they used his money to help push that. He also charged that Spotify licensing rates was 30% lower than usual for Not Like Us in exchange for Spotify recommending the song to users who are searching it. Also, there's things around like Apple and Apple. If you went into if you went into to Siri and said play Drake music, it could go to Not Like Us. I'm pulling up the video right now with what we was talking about. So hold on. This is, I don't think we're going to play this whole 3 minutes, but we're going to play enough in order for us to get what we need to get. I got to do the puzzle because, you know, TikTok make you do a puzzle.
Really?
Yeah, like when you not signed in on the joint. So hold on for a second.
Oh, shit.
Let me, it's like you got me doing, it's wild. So, what the, oh, come on, y'all. This was always set up for that.
If you can't get it up, it's okay. Don't worry. Pause.
Hold on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. If you can't pull up the video bag, it's okay.
Hold on. Yeah, I ain't quitting and reopening shit. So later. I ain't quitting and reopening shit. Let's see something.
Yeah,
can you see
go.
It? Oh, there we go. Let's see. There we go. Let's play this shit.
I've never heard of a rapper being sued over a diss track.
Yeah, me neither.
But it's 2024, so I guess anything can happen. Yes. Yeah. Let's talk about the Drake situation.
Let's go.
So we actually haven't reached full lawsuit yet. What Drake and his team have filed is actually called a pre-action disclosure petition, which is basically them saying, hey, judge, we want to file a lawsuit, but we need some more information first. So please make these people that we want to sue hand over all the documents related to the thing we want to sue them about so that we can sue them. More specifically, Drake and his team is asking a judge to make UMG and Spotify hand over all documents and communications related to the publishing and promotion of Kendrick Lamar's song, Not Like Us, the cover art for the song, and the music video, as well as anybody who handled any payments, because they say they have grounds to file a civil RICO lawsuit and to make a claim under the New York general business law. I honestly don't want to hear about another RICO ever again.
Me neither.
In my life. The way they break this down for the RICO is by saying that UMG and Spotify committed wire fraud, which would be considered racketeering activity, because they paid people either directly or by reduced fees in exchange for these people playing and promoting Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us song without disclosing that they were paid to do so. Drake and his team say that UMG charged Spotify 30% less than their regular fee, so that Spotify would recommend Not Like Us to its customers, even when those customers were searching for other artists or songs. They also say that they did that with Apple and Siri. Like if you asked Siri to play Drake's album, it would play Not Like Us instead. The petition also claims that there were payments made to an anonymous whistleblower who announced on a popular podcast.
Matter of fact, quick question, Mike.
Yeah.
Have you ever told Siri to like play a song?
So, yeah. So I've told Siri to play a song. But in regards to that specific situation right there, I remember when I seen a video about if you asked to play Drake's Certified Lover Boy, that it would do Not Like Us. Not Like Us would come on. I tried that on Apple Music and it didn't work. Now I don't know if that was a Spotify thing, but I actually tried to do it and it didn't work.
Y'all niggas lazy. If y'all telling Siri to play a song and y'all ain't driving.
No. I've done it before, but I don't do that though. I've tried like, it just
if
to
you
see.
Driving, I get it. But if you ain't driving and you ask Siri to play a song, you lazy.
I don't utilize that. I've done it before just to test it, but I can't do that.
If you have it, hey Siri, play Drake. Like, nah, you lazy. Just go. My bad, y'all. I'm sorry.
That they have been paid to use bots to stream Not Like Us and inflate the song streaming numbers.
Oh, yeah, DJ Akka.
By making these payments, the petition says that UMG, Interscope, and its co-conspirators defrauded customers into believing that Not Like Us was more popular than it actually was, which, because it included lyrics about Drake, ended up being harmful to Drake's popularity and his bottom line. Now, in regards to the New York Deceptive Business Act and the false advertising claim, the petition says that they have all of the elements to file a claim under these acts, because according to them, this scheme was targeted towards consumers, it was misleading in a material way, and it was harmful to the petitioner, petitioner being Drake. The petition also says that consumers were further harmed because the artificially inflated popularity of the song caused consumers to purchase the right to stream or license the song in video when they otherwise would not have. So Drake and his team want the judge to grant an order that allows them to gather all of this information.
Discovery.
Which will help them identify all the people they need to name in the lawsuit, as well as get the dates and details of the payments, when they were made, how they were made, and for how much. They also want the judge to order all these execs at these companies to not destroy anything until they can get their hands on it.
Also worth noting that the filing says that the petitioner, meaning Drake, has received information that UMG has been taking steps in an apparent effort to conceal its schemes, including but not limited to, by terminating employees associated with or perceiving as having loyalty to Drake.
Not they firing you if you a Drake fan.
It says that UMG has no interest in taking responsibility for what they've allegedly done, and that Drake has been trying to engage in conversations with them, but they have no interest. Instead, they've told Drake and his team that he should just sue Kendrick.
UMG has already responded saying that the suggestion that UMG would do anything to undermine any of its artists is offensive and untrue. So I think this one is going to be interesting. What y'all think? So that's basically what they're suing for.
So, okay.
No, keep playing. Hit play real quick. Play real quick.
Should we keep playing?
Keep playing. Hit play.
A minor.
Oh, that's fucked up. We ain't even seen.
That's great.
So.
That's great.
So.
Yeah.
That's Monday.
Yeah.
That's Monday's lawsuit. Now, I don't know if she talked about the defamation shit.
Nah, she didn't put up a video about defamation yet, so go ahead.
But another petition, shouts out to Brando. He dropped the second one today.
Yeah.
Around defamation. Basically saying that not only did they use the ski, but the A minor thing, the certified pedophile, is defamation, and it's defamation caused by UMG because they let him do it. Matter of fact, here's a video from another lawyer. We're gonna play this too. We wanna make sure, because we wanna make sure we get all this shit right.
We're getting the facts out. You know what I'm saying? We're getting the
we
facts.
We don't wanna be that pod that just be jumping on here and just be saying shit. So I'm glad that I'm on Twitter and ain't no titties on Twitter. Let me just first say that.
Long as you on the actual timeline of who you follow. Now you go to that For You side, ain't no telling what's gonna pop up on that side of the screen, boy.
Yeah, ain't no telling. If you on that For You side, there's no telling
For You is
what you might get. There we go.
What do you do when the entire internet roasts you for running to court after losing a rap battle? You go to court again. Drake has filed another petition. This is a petition, not a lawsuit. He's asking the court to tell Universal Music and iHeartRadio to turn over documents so that he can file a lawsuit for defamation and civil RICO claims, alleging that these companies engaged in a scheme to make Kendrick Lamar artificially popular, boost the algorithm and the coverage and the spread of his songs throughout the airwaves. At the same time, they knew that Kendrick Lamar was making defamatory statements about Drake, calling Drake a pedophile. And they chose to go ahead and engage in this whole big scheme, causing Kendrick Lamar to go up in popularity, causing Drake to go down. And now Drake says, I need this evidence and I'm going to file these lawsuits. I would ask Drake, have you not had enough of the good public reception? Also, are you at all concerned that if you were going to file a defamation lawsuit, why didn't you file a defamation lawsuit? Why did you file a petition? Have you considered that if you file a claim that you've been defamed by being called a pedophile, you then open yourself up to expansive discovery about all of your prior sexual relationships?
Oh, okay. All right. Let's stop there. That was the first time I saw that video. Let's stop there. We don't stop
there. I've seen that. I saw that video. I saw that one.
I didn't see it. We don't stop there. We don't stop there. So, hearing these things, Mike, what are your thoughts on this these petitions?
Again, like I was saying prior to before we us playing the videos, it was confusion. A lot of confusion and just kind of wondering where we are now in the state of hip hop, where you engage in a rap battle and after the rap battle has concluded, you know, we're getting lawsuits in regards to one of the records in the battle, which obviously is a very popular record. And I've never seen anything like this before. So, I mean, I understand what's going on, but I don't understand what's going on. So it's I'm confused, man. Like, I'm confused. And I'm just wondering, like, where do we go from here as a hip hop community?
I can tell you where we go from here. Battles are for URL now.
This I'm so confused right now. So
I can tell you right now, this shit's dead. Like, let's get excited for a rap battle. That shit's dead. Yeah, look, man. Shouts out to Jay Hollins.
Yeah.
Shouts out to the homie Jay Hollins. We had a brief discussion on his Facebook page, and I call this bitch ass nigga nuance, because as he put it, this is a band move. This is a BAN move, but there's a caveat. There's context to this, to where while this might be a BAN move, there's nuance to this, which can help out everybody in music. But Drake is not doing it for that. Drake's doing it because he's embarrassed. I had to let the homies know, shouts out to BC and Sean Davis. Like, this is the second time Drake has found himself really in this situation where a battle has gotten personal. The first time was the Pusha T thing. And this time it was Kendrick Lamar. Both times, however, went up a notch when Drake mentioned wives. And in this situation, he mentioned wives and kid. For Drake to be petitioning a defamation lawsuit when none of this starts until he mentions or he accuses Kendrick Lamar of domestic violence and that his kid is actually Dave Freeze, he's basically calling Kendrick Lamar domestic abuser and a cuck. All right, so let's go there. And in true Gemini form, because I am that way too, if you going to take it there, we going all the way there, and it ain't going to never stop. And this is what we get. But I believe that there's nuance to everything. So this is the bitch-ass nigga nuance of this whole situation with Drake.
On Euphoria, Kendrick said, this is a friendly fade. You should keep it that way.
That way.
It's all started with you, Aubrey. Go ahead, proceed, man.
So here's some of the BAN nuance that I've gotten from this. If a label sees a big song, and mind you, I'm going to go into this with the thought that everything Drake's saying is true. I'm going to go into this nuance and on Drake's side of him saying that everything is true. And here's where the nuance comes in. So first, if a label sees a big song, what are they supposed to do?
Promote it. Promote it. Do what a label does.
So I can see UMG saying, yo, this is the biggest song out of everything that y'all have recorded. Kendrick won. We gonna push. See what I'm saying? We going to push this to the moon.
Yeah.
We going to do what we can to push it to the moon. It's not like ain't nobody else profited off of bots, which goes into number two. You benefited off the same thing.
Hey, man.
Like, why are you coming down on us when you benefited off of these bots too?
Look, dude, I didn't even know, like, at the time when Drake put out the album, this is when you talk about this specifically, you can talk about the album Scorpion. Drake's album Scorpion, the double album, that's kind of like when this started. Like, that is the most streamed album on Spotify ever. And that's not even Drake's best work. But at the time, it was right after his battle with Pusha T. Like, you made a killing off a battle that you actually lost in. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's when Spotify started doing that shit, is with that album specifically. Right there. Go ahead, man.
So, does it hurt your negotiating power? Yes. For those who don't know, Drake has been apparently negotiating a new deal with UMG, and this has affected all of that. And if you're not as popular as you once was, hey, that number goes down. A lot of people don't realize negotiation. You don't get what you want. You get what you negotiate. And sometimes there are things that come into play where you don't necessarily get what you want, and you might get pissed, and then you take it to other levels, hence where we at right now, which goes back to this whole thing. Maybe you should have picked a fight after you signed your deal.
I was about to say, and this is kind of like, you know, athletes negotiation when they're negotiating their contracts. Like, right. So it's more so like, if you're in contract year, what have you done in your contract year? Did you go out there and, you know what I'm saying, did you earn your money? Was you out there like Juan Soto this year? Was you out there like Shohei Pryor, you know, that year? I don't think so. So it looks bad. So I get why he's doing it. I understand this. But in the year of where you were supposed to put up major numbers, you actually lost in a battle against Kendrick Lamar. So it's kind of like Drake. Now at this point, Kendrick then exposed you in the rap community. You might not be worth that $500 million we gave you last time. So, yeah, proceed, man.
So, maybe you should have picked a fight after you signed your deal. You've been signed. You got the money. You should have waited. Which, shouts out to our fearless leader, Scott Lewis, Barb Chair Scott. He has a line that he says a lot on, I ain't gonna hold you. Drake flew too close to the sun.
Way too close.
Him and J. Cole did what they did on First Person Shooter. And Kendrick said, fuck it. I'm going to take what's given to me in this Future and Metro Boomin song. And then you took the bait after you gave the bait.
I'm about to say, we're right now. You took the bait and then you baited the man.
Yeah.
A battle with you.
Not only that, you dropped the song and just was like, nah, fam, let's go. You were like, egging this on.
Like, we know you coming. We know you got an album coming. We know you finna spit them bars that don't nobody understand. Go ahead and drop that shit, bro. Go ahead.
So you flew too close to the sun.
He really didn't know who he was fucking with.
Shouts out to Kendrick. He really living his raps. I'm gonna rap and I'm gonna go back in the house because we good over here. Mm-hmm. He just got his PG Lang deal. He's good. You still negotiating. You ain't there. You got to figure your shit out. I'm going to battle you. We keep it fair. But if you go in another direction, I'm going to go in another direction. That's what happens. But I'm good over here. We signed. I ain't got nothing to do with your business practices. Now, Drake could really up in the industry, which will technically also help Kendrick Lamar win twice. Because honestly, don't nobody care about those bots. Like, are you really going to tell me that the bot is the reason why I liked Not Like Us? Do I really, honestly, let's be real. Mike, do you care about how many views on YouTube or the comments on YouTube that Not Like Us got?
What y'all listen to don't make me bot. I like what I like.
We don't care over here.
Yeah.
We like all them songs.
Facts.
We might disagree on which one was better between Euphoria, Meet the Grams, Not Like Us. But the most entertaining one was Not Like Us. What had us dancing? Not Like Us. Great video? Not Like Us. Not Like Us by a landslide. Grammys? Not Like Us. Everything, Not Like Us. And then you drop that song and say, you know what? This ain't fair. I quit. And
the fact that he's trying to make it seem like the song is not as popular as you think it would be is kind of crazy to me. Like, that shit is, look, dude, that's the most, look, man. Look, bro, like, I could call my daughter right now and just make her like a look. I could say, strike a chord and it's probably it. She'll say minor. So you got like 13-year-olds, bro, that know this record, that know that's singing Not Like Us, fam. Like, you trying to make it seem like this record is not popping. You know what I'm saying? It's absolutely crazy to me, fam.
And here's the thing, Mike. Here's the thing. I'm just gonna speak for this pod. We don't give a damn about how many views or something got. Mike, tell us about that shirt again.
What you listen to don't make us bop.
Here's the thing, though. I could understand from a corporation standpoint, somebody saying, okay, this is what this song is doing, boom, 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 which could boost up Kendrick Lamar, but then as Drake dropped 100 gigs, 100 gigs don't hit the same. Them songs that he dropped on Instagram, it don't hit the same. You could, he dropped them songs on Instagram, and UMG was like, nah, fam,
Shit on Apple Music, buddy.
Put that shit on over there.
Even though it ain't that good, you got to put it on Apple Music.
Put it on over there. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I'm not going to speak for everybody in this. I'm only going to speak for me and why, to me, this is very disappointing. And I am a Drake fan. Like, I am not one of those people. See, first of all, if you grown as hell towing the line between Drake and Kendrick Lamar, like, I like this one, I can't like this person, so you need to reevaluate your life.
Yeah, let me just say this. Past that.
Like, you're grown, all right? I am 42 years old. I am past the Jay-Z and Nas days when we had to argue and we couldn't like one or the other. Like, you had to like Jay-Z, you had to like Nas. If you are 42 years old, talking about some fuck TDE, you know, OVO in the house, like, if you're doing that, you really need to evaluate your life, because you're too grown for that. You're too grown for alliances, like the music or don't like the music. I like both people music. I like Drake music. I like Kendrick Lamar's music. I have no dog in the fight. But I also understand the nuances of all of these things, but I can also understand with that nuance that Drake don't give a damn about no nuance. Drake is embarrassed right now. And the one thing with people like Drake is they don't know how to take being embarrassed twice. And in this case, Drake has been embarrassed twice. This right here goes back to Pusha T. This goes back to Pusha T telling the world that Drake got a kid. He's been hiding the kid. Mm-hmm. And he was embarrassed in that battle. And while we feel that Pusha T came out on top, the Drake stands was still around like, yo, no, Drake got it, Drake got it, Drake got it, cool. This one right here, some of them Drake stands was like, we OVO, but Drake not only can't stand that, Kendrick won at Drake's old game, at his own game, excuse me. Kendrick won at Drake's own game. Kendrick Lamar took the Stay Scheming playbook. The she wasn't with you and shooting in the gym. He took that playbook and gave us Not Like Us. And in doing that, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
And he can't take that. And he can't take the fact that the tide is turning. And now he's suing. And just like Buddy Ass said, when you say that, you run the risk of having to put all of your relationships out on Front Street. Mm-hmm. Also, you put your business out in Front Street, because if I can remember correctly, there was an article that came out in Rolling Stone when Scorpion came out that Spotify users was pissed because they felt like it was over promotion off of that album. Well, how did the fuck did that get there? But
hey, man, they had Drake on any possible playlist you could ever be on Spotify. He was on gospel playlists, for crying out loud, dog.
He was everywhere. Gospel
playlist. Any playlist that Spotify had up that you could stream, Drake was the front cover of the playlist. So when you see the playlist, it could be like, oh, barbecue cookout, Drake's on the cover. Or lounging, Drake's on the cover. Any gospel, he's on the cover, you know, he's on the cover of the playlist. A song of his is in the playlist, so it was already oversaturated. Like, this is the game that Drake created.
No. I'm going to go back, and it depends on how far y'all want to go back, because I remember a time, and Brando, if Brando is still around, maybe he remember this time too, because Brando writes a lot on music. Remember, that was a time where damn near everything that Cash Money put out was moving. And a lot of people suggested that Universal and Cash Money was buying the albums, therefore pushing that number up. So this goes back as far as Cash Money. I call it the Cash Money play. Let's go and let's buy all of these albums from Best Buy and Circuit City and Sam Goody and wherever they sell CDs. And we're going to buy all these albums. And next thing you know, Lil Wayne is going to be number one. Juvenile is going to be number one. BG is going to be number one. Lil Wayne, Carter 3, 1, 2, and 3 is going to be number one. I remember working at Best Buy. And this is right hand to God. This is when I knew shit was weird. Dead ass. This is when I knew shit was weird. I was working at Best Buy at the time. And Best Buy had an end cap. Said, all debut albums are right here. Mm-hmm. And they had the Carter 1 as Lil Wayne's debut album. So I called corporate. And I said, hey, yo, y'all got this wrong. Because corporate had just came. I developed a good relationship with them. And they had just came. And I was like, yo, I think this end cap is wrong. And they was like, what's up? It's like, it has the Carter 1 as Lil Wayne's debut album. This is wrong. Like, it's, the block is hot. I'm a Lil Wayne fan. I know this is wrong. Mm-hmm. And they was like, oh, we'll get on top of it. They said, they called me back, and they said the label wants to focus on the Carter 1 being Lil Wayne's debut album instead of the block is hot. Mm-hmm. That came from the label.
Yeah.
So that at that moment, I said, oh, this is bigger than Nino Brown then. And maybe what they say about making sure people go grab these albums and get them to number one, maybe that's the case. But this is when Carter 3 came out. It was an end cap, and they said Carter 1 was Lil Wayne's debut album. Mm-hmm. So this is the cash money. I would call it the cash money play.
Okay.
To where the rumor and innuendo was people would go buy their albums. And then next thing you know, that was the old school bots, my G. That was the old school bots. Let's go ahead and buy all of these albums. This is before streaming really took over. We're going to go ahead. We're going to cop it. It's hard copies. It's hard sales. Number one album. Then when streaming came in, of course, bots and all of these things was going to come into play. There's, to me, no artist in the industry that has profited off of bots unless you are an independent artist with no backing, or you like Lil Brother or some shit, like mm-hmm. like Fonte or whatever. Like, I don't think, like everybody has profited in some type of way to inflate what those numbers are, especially when Kanye West and 50 Cent had that battle about who was going to go number one, especially when it really became a big deal about who's going to be number one. When it really became a big deal about who was going to be the number one album in the country come Tuesday, that's when all of this started. So when it goes to streaming, of course people are going to do these things. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main reasons why I'm looking at Drake crazy in this, because you benefited off of this. Now, with that being said, multiple things could be right at the same time. And if Drake is the Karen that sat by the door, didn't get what he wanted, felt slighted, felt like they moved him to the side, then he's going to be vindictive and he's going to blow up the industry. I'm just here to say that Drake is not doing it to be Kurt Flood.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
those who don't know Kurt Flood is, Kurt Flood was a baseball player for the St. Louis Cardinals who fought for free agency. He fought for free agency. Kurt Flood is the reason why we have free agency in sports right now. And he was blackballed after that.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't no Kurt Flood situation. This is an embarrassment situation.
Yeah.
This is Drake really feeling embarrassed because he not only took one L with Pusha T with this type of shit. This is the second time that I've taken an L. And this time I'm being called a pedophile. And this just because I'm texting, having text conversations with the old girl from Stranger Things.
Millie Bobby.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown. Which mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If I'm a grown ass man in my 30s having text conversations with a 14-year-old, if somebody don't call me out my name, then I ain't got no good friends. Like, I should not be having a text conversation with a girl about boys, and I'm 30-something years old. I would be expected to be called a pedophile if that I'm not a friend of yours. my G, if I'm having a text conversation with a 14-year-old when it comes to boys. So you open yourself up, and when it comes to hip-hop, when it comes to rap, you open yourself up. When you do those things, you open yourself up to being called out to the paint in battles. And I think it was Van Lathan that said, like, okay, so now do we got to go back and sue about everything? Was Jay-Z really 35 in the Tybo class? Is he a Tybo hoe for real? Like, should Nas sue Jay about the condom being left in the backseat? Like, are we doing this now? And here's the other thing that I felt a bit of entitlement when it comes to the Drake thing. They're technically on the same parent label. So they wasn't supposed to treat you lesser than they treated Kendrick if Kendrick got the better song, the more popular song. Your shit didn't hit. It is what it is. And the label was like, yo, if this is true, the label was like, yo, this is the hit. Hey, we got to push that to the moon.
Of course.
And if it damages you, that's the price you pay for signing to a label with the biggest artists, with some of the biggest artists in the game. That's what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is at this point. Take your L, move on. You decided to not take a break. You decided not to chill. You thought everything was cool. You didn't read the room. Drake's issue is that Drake didn't read the room and he flew too close to the sun.
Yep.
People was getting tired of you, Jack. It happens. People got tired of Jay-Z. People got tired of Nas. People got tired of Lil Wayne for a minute. People get tired of people. Chill out. Shit, let's talk at the sports. People got tired of Michael Jordan, so they gave Charles Barkley and Karl Malone MVPs. People got tired of LeBron winning MVPs. They gave Derrick Rose one. He deserved it, though.
Of course.
He deserved it, though.
Hey, look at it this way, too, though, bro. You would think that any and every rapper, pop star would sue Eminem for all the shit that he said.
Oh, let's.
You know, look, if this gonna open up a floodgate, then that's the one right there that needs to be going at right there is Marshall Mathers, ladies and gentlemen. That man has said some of the worst things about some of your favorite rappers, some of your favorite pop stars, R&B singers, actors, dead actors. Like, bro, listen to me, fam. So if we're doing this, then yeah, that man will have subpoenas flying out of Detroit. You understand? Boy, look here.
Well, Britney Spears need to sue Eminem now. Christina right Aguilera, NSYNC,
right now.
Backstreet Boys, Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey needs to sue Eminem now. Because she say she ain't mess with Eminem.
Defamation. Eminem clearly said that we had sex and Mariah denies it to this day.
And what did Mariah do? She did her own diss song.
Made a whole diss record, impersonated Eminem in a diss record, and then after that, we moved on.
And Eminem took it.
It took it on the chin, G. Took it on
if
the
Mariah
chin.
Carey didn't sue Eminem for defamation, why is Drake entertaining this? Is the wildest thing, Mike, that you've come up with this point.
I'm just saying, bro. That is crazy. You know how many jokes Marshall Mathers has made about Christopher Reeves, G?
Yeah.
Christopher Reeves, bro.
Damn.
God bless his soul, bro. Christopher Reeves.
Damn.
That man is long gone, fam. And Eminem to this day on this latest album is still dissing him. His estate should be suing the fuck out of him, bro. They should be suing the fuck out of Aftermath, Interscope, the city of
UMG.
Detroit, UMG, all of them. You gotta understand, fam. Like, this shit is part of the game, bro. This is beef. This is rap. This is hip hop. Drake, bro. It's so, like I said, another thing is disappointing to see, fam. It's very disappointing to see, bro. And at Sonny Bono, yes, 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 Brando. Sonny Bono too, bro. Eminem, he be fucking all of them up, fam. In rap songs, see? Forever.
Forever.
Forever. So.
Wow. I need to think about the Eminem piece.
That's you gotta really look at it, bro. Like, Eminem ain't saying that shit on freestyles. He's saying that shit on his albums, bro. Boldly. Like, no shame. No shame. Much defamation, bro.
Eminem should sue Ja Rule for the Haley line.
Facts. Like, it's somebody's whole daughter, bro.
Yeah, no Vaseline. Ice Cube should be sued by everybody at NWA. Everybody.
Man, bro. Is Jeezy going to, Brando, is Jeezy going to sue Gucci over shooting his homeboy, bro?
Nah, because then niggas will go to jail.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Niggas go to jail. Niggas will go to jail for that shit. Yeah, my thing is with the Drake thing, just putting it back up in the air. He's not doing this to save music.
Yeah, this is not for the greater good.
He's personally not doing it. It's not for the greater good. It's not, I'm going to take a stand. No, this is not for that. This is pure embarrassment. Let me ask you this, though. I think that we flirted with this a couple of months ago after the battle, but I think we can really do it now because there's a number of artists that's came out like, yo, what the hell are you doing? Drake Rhapsody sent out a tweet like, yo, what the hell are you doing? And Rhapsody is a part of Roc Nation, so somebody could say, hey, Jay-Z fed you that tweet, didn't you?
Oh, man, please.
Who fed you that tweet, Rhapsody?
Yeah.
You at Roc Nation, so did Jay-Z tell you to tweet that? That's what Dame Dash probably said. look, my question for you is, where does Drake stand now?
I don't know, Bang. Like, right now, like, I felt like Drake was still in a good position, G. Like I said, I think musically, before this, prior to this lawsuit, the lawsuit pending or whatever, I felt like musically, Drake is still in a great position. Like, I feel like I said, like, he could take some time off, which he's kind of been doing. He hasn't, you haven't really heard much from him, minus the stuff on the 100 gigs and maybe a couple features here and there. But what I like that, I feel like, but musically, I feel like he could have just took a backseat, chill, you know,
relax.
And then, you know, obviously he's working on a project with P&D. We don't know how that's going to play out. I'm not necessarily enthusiastic about that because I'm not a Party Next Door fan. I honestly, and me personally, I feel like all the music that they've made together, songs, features or whatever, I don't think anything has stuck to me personally, but that's just me though. But I mean, obviously he claims that that album is almost finished, so we could be looking forward to that musically. And obviously when it does drop, it's going to go number one. It's Drake, you know. Now, is it going to be received the same way as some of his previous music? Who knows? I don't know. But now with this lawsuit shit, bro, pending and all that stuff like that, I don't know, bro. It's in question at this point, fam. Like, how do we take this guy seriously when he raps and he gets out here and says he's the best, blah, 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 and you sued a guy over a diss record? Like, how do we look at you? How does the hip-hop community look at you, fam? Like, how does the people outside of OVO look at you, fam? Like, you know, I this is crazy to me, fam. This is crazy. So, it's to be determined, Bang. I honestly can't predict the future when it comes to Drake, bro, because Kendrick got another album coming, bro. Like, we're dissecting a new album right now. Yeah, he just dropped last week where he could possibly be taking shots at Drake on there, you know what I'm saying, with little slick lines and anything like that. That's, you know, dating back to their prior beef and, I mean, to the beef now. Like, so when he comes out with another album, is he going to be stomping on Drake's grave more? Like, I think that as long as Kendrick is, like, riding this wave right now, Drake is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. The only time he's going to keep himself relevant is if he's doing a stream and making slick remarks, you know, about facts, you know what I'm saying? Got to take me out. And even if they are facts, you know, I stand in my truth. That's what he said. Yeah. That's what he said on the stream. Or, you know, he's coming out saying that he's starting a tour the day of the Super Bowl in Australia. So, like, you're still nitpicking at this man. You know, though. So I feel like as long as Kendrick is still relevant, which there's no stopping this train right now, bro. The man's about to drop another project, probably. He's about to do the Super Bowl. The Grammys are coming up. And I'm pretty sure that after all of this, he's going to go on tour next year. So Kendrick is alive and well right now. And that's his arch rival. That's the guy that everybody's going to be comparing him to. You know what I'm saying? Anytime he drops now, you know, we're going to be listening for the slick remarks. So I don't know where he's at right now. Like, what's going to happen with him? That's my opinion. I don't know. It's in the air right now, man. I think we just got time will tell. Time will tell. What do you think?
Man, it's Drake is always going to have fans, and those fans going to always translate.
Yeah.
I do wonder about the casual Drake fan. The Drake fan stand.
Yeah.
They not going nowhere. Like OVO, the OVO community, they not going nowhere. But I think people need to understand there's fans and there's casual fans. So for a casual fan like me, I'm a Drake casual fan. I'm not no stan. I'm a casual Kendrick fan. I am not a like.
What do you define as casual? When you say casual, what do you mean as far as
fuck
that?
I fuck with the person that's doing music. Pause. Like if they music come on, I play it. I might stream it. I might buy it. It's cool. I hear it in the club. It's decent. Like I might listen to it a couple of times. I might buy the album. And stuff. Then you got fans like yo. I'm gonna buy the album.
I feel like you're a Kendrick fan, not a casual Kendrick fan. I feel like you're more of a Kendrick fan.
No. I'm not buying tickets to go see Kendrick in concert.
Okay.
I'm gonna buy the album probably, but I'm not buying no merch. Not going to concerts. And stuff like that. I'm gonna anticipate the album to listen to it, but I'm not like, oh man, Kendrick's the greatest of all time. Like I'm not that. Then you have your stans, which is like, I got an OVO tattoo. Anything OVO. If you coming at OVO, I don't care about you. If you come at TDE, I don't care about you. If you hate Drake. And you love Kendrick, like them stands. I am a strong casual fan of both rappers. Because of what has happened these last couple of days, I can't listen to Drake the same. Uh-huh. I just can't. I can't because I will never say Drake's not authentic. I will never go that way. Or I would have never went that way before this week. Now this week, I'm like, those shits don't hit. Those words don't hit the same.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like the lyrics, and you know all the greatest of all time, and in a battle, I'm the man, and I'm better than you, and better than SG. It's the shit just don't stick. You know, it's hard for me to honor that shit, G. So
yeah,
and it's just the same way where everybody feels about J. Cole right now and him backing out of the battle. You know what I'm saying? And all of that shit like that. And I'm pretty sure that when he does drop, all of that shit will be addressed more, I feel. But like as of right now, it's like, it's to be determined, bro. It's to be determined.
Yeah, like Drake will need a hell of a comeback in order for me to really feel him pause as an artist.
Right.
It's just not there because now when I look at him, there's less authenticity when it comes to him as an artist. Like all of the stuff that you see him do and his persona and everything with him suing in the manner that he's suing, if he just kept it at UMG and made it a lawsuit just around UMG, then it'd be cool. But to use the battle which you lost in this, because he's not suing Kendrick, he's suing the label.
Yet.
But to use this and saying, because of this, they've done this and all of that stuff, the feelings are misplaced. And because of that, and honestly, because of hip hop and what we grew up on and how we believe everything's supposed to go and all of that. This ain't hip hop. This ain't rap. This is not what we do. This is not what we do. And you know this. Drake is a student of hip hop. Don't let nobody fool you. Drake is a student of hip hop. He knows that this is not going to go well for him, or he's that delusional that he feels like all of his fans is going to stand by him. They didn't stand by you when your ass was being called certified pedophile. A minor, like, they didn't stand by that. He's losing his grip. And you know who also acts like this with losing their grip? Even though she's still, to me, at the top of the game for selling out a whole last tour everywhere she went,
Nicki Minaj. Oh, my God, bro.
Both of them are from the same ilk. They're losing their power.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of which they're not adjusted to getting older, let alone losing their power. They're not used to being the OG. They're not used to being, they're used to always stand on top and doing everything. And guess who else is like that? Lil Wayne. All Lil Wayne had to do was tell Kendrick Lamar, hey, man, I wish I would have got that opportunity, but congratulations, and I'm going to make sure New Orleans holds you down. And he will probably be on there too. It's not him sweating or nothing like that. It's just him congratulating somebody who is a Lil Wayne fan.
Who's openly said he's a Lil Wayne
fan. Openly. Young Money as a whole looks bad in the light this week. And Nicki Minaj is just collateral damage, because anytime somebody says anything about a female rapper, she goes on live and she gets mad.
Oh, my
but
God.
But the men of Young Money looks hella bad right now. Lil Wayne looks bad for not congratulating that man, a man who looks up to him, a man who was a fan. And Drake looks bad for suing that same man. It is so wild how much power that Kendrick has low-key wielded in hip-hop since Control.
Nothing's been the same since I dropped Control. Tucked the sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes.
God damn. That line.
God damn.
And that song might be the realest moment in hip hop. Here's why. Because let's not even get to that. Puff was mad at Kendrick enough to threaten him and a fight between J. Cole and Diddy happened due to that.
Niggas took that song way too serious, bro.
And Drake and Kendrick Lamar's relationship, Kendrick Lamar and Big Sean's relationship, Kendrick Lamar and his relationship with a lot of rappers have not been the same because of that verse. And that verse has had people being passive aggressive since what, 2013?
2012, 2013, yep.
That verse has made people either passive aggressive or, in Diddy's case, aggressive since it dropped. It's like he dropped that bomb, but it didn't really hit everybody until over 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And look where we at right now. Yep. Because of passive aggressiveness, a battle ensued, which normally happens in hip hop. Kendrick Lamar dropped it. Well, Drake and J. Cole dropped theirs. Kendrick Lamar respond. Drake said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm here now. I'm going to respond. We say, ooh, shit. Kendrick comes back. Oh, shit. Drake comes back. Oh, shit. He's taunting him now. Kendrick says, no, I'm going to drop, and then I'm going to drop again. Drake comes back, said all of this is a fairy tale, and then we get Not Like Us. Control is the genesis of all of this, and it is wild to me how that one verse, how that song has affected hip-hop for this long. If control never happens, if control never happens, we're not having this conversation.
True. True.
And the fact of the matter is Drake has to take the L. If he wants to just sue UMG over their business practices and they're not giving them a fair shake, that's cool. But again, y'all both on the same parent label. What the fuck you thought they was going to do? Stay neutral? Like, I'm just looking at it, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm looking at it in a non-objective way. UMG is probably looking at this like, let's see how this go. As long as don't nobody get shot, as long as it's not a big epoch situation, let's see how this go. We can help with the popularity of both.
Yeah.
And we all win. That's the label. That's what they're supposed to do. Your ass dropped mid. He didn't. He dropped the hit song. They put bots behind it. Now, the part about the Spotify and the 30% and all of that stuff, I totally get that. But again, you profited off of that too. You knew the game. You knew what it was when you got here.
Yeah.
You can't have sour grapes at that. But if your sour grapes turn into wine for others, that's a benefit. But it's going to benefit Kendrick too. So he wins double. Unless you say, oh, nah, I'm suing you for defamation because you called me a pedophile. You got the world calling me a pedophile. And then all somebody's going to say is, nigga, it's a rap song.
Mm-hmm.
You accuse me of beating my wife and Day Free is the father of my kids. And you did that first. So should I say that you defamed me too?
Mm-hmm.
Was everything that you said in those raps true? Now you want Drake. Do you really want to get on the stand? This is, let's say it gets to that point. Aubrey Drake Graham. Do you really want to get on the stand and get questioned about every lyric that you said about Kendrick Lamar? No. Because what you going to say? Well, yeah, I said all of those things, but being called a pedophile is different.
Come on, bro. Stop.
You really want to say that on the stand?
Stop it.
You really want to go to court? You really want to go to court and get deposed? I don't know about anybody else who listens to this pod. I've been deposed before. I wanted to beat that lawyer ass afterwards. Like, my lawyer had to grab me and take me outside because I want to fuck that lawyer up. Do you really want to be deposed on camera talking about some? So, yeah, you said this. So was those items true? Where did you get that information from? Is it true?
Yeah.
Do you have any documents that saying that shows that Day Free is the father of Kendrick Lamar's kids?
Right.
Do you have any proof, verified proof, that Kendrick Lamar abused his wife or his fiance? Oh, man. The street said.
That's what I heard.
So we going to go with the street said. Well, the street said your ass was texting and having conversations with a young teenager, while you in your 30s. What was the streets call that? Well, the streets call that to be a nice guy. Brando just said it. Discovery. Do you really want discovery? Drake, do you really want discovery? Do you really want it to be seen that you profited off of the same system that you're trying to destroy? Do you want discovery that the stuff that you said in those raps wasn't true? In fact, Drake, do you want discovery that any of the lyrics that you said in every one of your songs are not true? Do you want discovery that some of those shits you didn't write and you've been trying to tell people, nah, that's a lie? Do you want that discovery? Kendrick Lamar, do you want that same discovery? I could tell you what a rapper don't want, Mike. I could tell you what a rapper don't want. You know what a rapper don't want? Discovery. Do you think any rapper in rap history.
Don't want anybody to do no digging, G.
From Curtis Blow to Jay-Z to Grandmaster Caz to Nas to the Sugar Hill Gang to Wu-Tang. Do you think that rappers want discovery? Hell no. And that's why Drake getting cooked. Because here's the thing. If you getting discovery off of this, you got to get discovery off of everything at this point. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to be about money at this point. People trying to compare this to the Diddy. Scott, this I'm off.
Hey, that's like the that's like we what you call it, the fuck Master Flex. This is Hov. This is Hov.
Been real. Hey, look. I ain't seen nobody tweet that shit. I ain't seen nobody get on Instagram and have a goddamn conversation about this. Boy, let's be real, y'all. Every musician, fam. Do you think they want discovery? Do you think they want lawyers and courts in their business? Hell no. Do you really think Drake want discovery? No. Drake don't want discovery. Kendrick Lamar don't want discovery. TDE don't want discovery. Oh, OVO don't want discovery. UMG don't want discovery. Interscope don't want it. No, nobody want it. Radio, if since he's saying I heard, they don't want no discovery. Don't nobody want no discovery. The best thing they might come out of this is UMG might say, man, fuck it, man. Here, shit. Whining ass nigga. Like, that's what UMG gonna eventually have to say. Man, get your whiny ass up out of here, fam.
Yeah.
Get your ass up. Get here. Here, that's what you want. This is what you want for being called a pedophile? Here, you bitch ass nigga. Like, that's what they probably end up doing. Why? Because don't nobody want no discovery. Because as soon as you get discovery, you going to find out who was getting bots, who ain't as popular as they think they are, who broke, who was fucking who. You going to get all that. Drake knows that don't nobody want no discovery. That's why he might win. That ain't going to help out insert independent rapper here. Mm-mm. It's not going to help that out. It's just going to help Drake out. So that's why Drake might win out. Because don't nobody want discovery. And he's still going to look like a bitch ass nigga at the end of the day. But let's talk about GNX. How you like that?
Hey, man, this past Friday, not even at midnight, bro. Man did the shit in the middle of the day. 11 o'clock. 11:04. I'm scrolling IG. I see a Kendrick snippet. They talking about it's a snippet. Like, okay, I'm like, all right, what this is? Let me see what's going on here. I'm like, all right, they like, this is for a new song. All right, let me go on Apple Music real quick. Let me check out the new Kendrick song. We got a whole album, ladies and gentlemen. Man dropped the whole album. GNX, you know, on a casual Friday morning. But yeah, man. Shout out to Kendrick, man. I think we got the album. I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is a prelude, you know, prequel, little mixtape, or whatever this possibly could be before we get, you know what I'm saying, the boom of another album or whatever. But nonetheless, though, I think this is a solid effort by Kendrick. Yeah, bro. And I think he did exactly kind of what I expected him to do, or kind of even what I wanted him to do when it came to like what I wanted to hear from him, like what I wanted to hear from Kendrick going forward based off what we were hearing in the rap battle with Drake when it came to Euphoria and when it came to Not Like Us. Like, it was rapping. And, you know, especially with Not Like Us, he kind of brought that West Coast sound, you know what I'm saying, back. And you kind of really haven't heard Kendrick get on those kind of records, Duke records similar to that, and just united the West Coast in general. And I said it when Not Like Us came out. I was like, man, bro, I wish I was from the West Coast. I wish I was out in LA right now, because I know this shit going crazy. And they loving this. And I said, I hope Kendrick continues to go in that direction. And then he comes out with the Not Like Us video, and then he has a song prior to the song kicking off in the video, which end up being Squabble Up, the second record on this GNX album. And it's exactly what I imagined it to be. A West Coast bop with an old school vibe sample on it. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy. So it was beautiful. And you know what I'm saying? He just put out a video for that as well. And you know what I'm saying? The video go crazy. Song go crazy. Song's going to probably be number one on Billboard Hot 100. Album going to be number one. But it's good to see Kendrick make those kind of records. And then when you really dig into the album, he got songs like Hey Now. He got songs like TV Off. He got songs like Peekaboo. These are the songs that kind of like, you know, steer towards the West Coast sound, and Kendrick does a great job of embodying that, and you know what I'm saying, really bringing that West Coast sound to life. And then of course he got a joint for the ladies, you know what I'm saying, shout out to SZA and shout out to the Luther Vandross joint, you know what I'm saying. And then he got the Reincarnated, you know what I'm saying, imitating Pac, but then he's, you know, in the first two verses, he's, you know, reincarnated as other artists or whatever, you know what I'm saying. You really dig into the song and then you will get the meaning of it. And, you know, he got Heart Part 6, you know what I'm saying, beautiful SWV sample, you know what I'm saying, going into the whole breakup with TDE and all the things, I mean, and the breakup with TDE and, you know, why Black Hippie didn't work out. It's just beautiful, bro. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to hear Kendrick was getting down. I mean, what else can you really say, G? Brando, TD off at the Super Bowl will go crazy. Wow. I can't wait to see how he puts his Super Bowl playlist together. I'm very curious to see how this is gonna play and how and what we're gonna hear at the Super Bowl. But I know nonetheless everything is gonna sound great because these records are possible stadium records. TV Off is a stadium record that will ring off.
I'm glad you said that.
Go ahead.
I'm glad that you said that. First, let me say I enjoy this album.
Also, Dodger Blue is my favorite record on there, and I think it's not talked about enough. But go ahead.
Because TV Off is right after TV Off.
That's crazy.
That's why. Like, that's why. To me, that album is perfectly sequenced.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is one of the more perfectly sequenced albums that I've heard in the last couple of years, to the point where you're right. We don't talk about Dodger Blue because TV Off is right before it. And not just TV Off. It's, remember, it's two parts. Yeah. So, because shouts out to the Joe Budden podcast for jumping on, like, it dropping as they were performing. Oh, yeah. Shut up, Scott. But hear this part, right? Hear this part. You get the first part, and I'm listening to the Joe Budden podcast, and they just skipped over TV Off. And I was like, oh, they didn't listen to the whole thing. So when the podcast drops tomorrow, I expect them to have a real full conversation about TV Off. Because mm-hmm. as soon as that beat changed, I was like, what the? Dun, where are we going with this?
Yeah.
Mustard! I said, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, he said that's clean the fuck off, and TV Off was already good. He said that's clean the fuck. Skip this song if you want to.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm going to shout out two West Coast icons right now. I'm going to shout out Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to shout out Tyler, the Creator.
Oh,
shout those two out. Here's why.
Two great albums, bro. Back to back. Let's go ahead, man.
And Tyler, the Creator, said, yo, I'm the best out the West except for Kenny. But here's that fan part that I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a person that buys tickets to go to concerts. Yeah. Now, maybe because I work in radio, sometimes I could go to these concerts for free.
Yeah.
When Kendrick Lamar comes to Chicago, I'm buying a ticket. Or I'm going to ask for a favor because I've never asked for a favor before. Tyler comes to Chicago, I'm probably going.
Well, Tyler, he's going to be here in July.
Oh, yeah, he'll be in July.
And he'll be in Milwaukee. He'll be in Milwaukee in February or January. I might fly to Milwaukee for that, but go ahead.
I will go to see Tyler. This is what's missing in music in general, It's stadium music. Mm-hmm. It's concert music. Tyler, the Creator, made the perfect album for a stadium, for a concert. You might not like that album as you listen to it in your office, in your home, in your car, which you should, but you might not. But when you get that shit in the stadium, you're gonna love it. Kendrick Lamar, that is probably not the album, according to reports. And still, TV off inside of a stadium, it's gonna ring off.
Absolutely.
Dodger Blue inside of a stadium is gonna ring off. Peekaboo is going to ring off, especially at Dodger Stadium or the Staples Center or the Intuit Dome. Mm-hmm. That is the perfect West Coast album now. Shouts mm-hmm. out to Scott. That album made me want to go listen to Jay Worthy. That album made, what's the girl group? If Scott, if you still here, what's the girl group that you said that was like the West Coast version of TLC, like the West Coast TLC? They in the video and shit. I forgot them damn girls' names. Scott, if he's still here, he'll say it. Like, that album made me not only wanted to go listen to new West Coast music, it made me want to go listen to old West Coast music. West Coast music made me fall in love with rap and hip-hop in the first place. Cuzzos, there we go. Like, yeah, like, it made me want to go find out more about the Cuzzos. And the video, it is so many fucking Easter eggs in that goddamn video for Squabble mm-hmm. Up mm-hmm. from the roots and how Next Movement was made to Menace to Society and the little boy right there, Isaac Hayes, the Cuzzos being in the background, the iced tea joint. Like, it is so many callbacks. That video is a fucking Marvel joint where you was watching like, oh, go, they go Howard the Duck. Like, that is so many goddamn joints. And then, yeah, you got Luther on there. You got the SWV sample. And Use Your Heart is my favorite SWV song. So when that beat dropped, I said, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
He rapping over this?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick right now is the perfect artist for rap because he's bringing the essence of everything that we once loved for hip hop back, and he's still keeping it fresh for where we are at right now.
And that's and again, that's just something that a lot of people thought that he couldn't do. Like, you know, like he was being criticized for like, yo, where the bops at, you know, or where the joints for the ladies at, or, you know what I'm saying? We know you can rap, but where are these other joints at? I think this kind of like solidified that K-Dot can do everything, bro. Like,
yeah.
It ain't no issue. No way. And whatever it is that K-Dot trying to do, he can do it. But
yeah, so I am really excited about where we're going with music. I hope, and here's the thing, I hope Drake shit wins. Like, I hope he gets what he wants, but I'll stand on it. UMG, him and UMG gonna settle, and they gonna settle because he gonna be like, hey, nigga, damn, you ain't have to do all this shit to get what you want. Like, damn, man, nigga, damn. Like, does Drake really want to be here, nigga, damned?
That's what's about to happen, probably.
Like, that's what's about to happen here, nigga, damn.
Oh, you don't think UMG gonna, like, fight that shit, bro? You don't think they gonna come up with the evidence to show that they didn't bot Not Like Us?
You really want me to go through that rant that I just did 5 minutes ago?
Yeah,
I'll do it again.
Yeah,
niggas don't want discovery, fam. You think a label won't discovery?
Yeah.
You think iHeart won't discovery? You think Drake won't discovery? Kendrick Lamar won't discovery? Goddamn, no. None of them do. Discovery is terrible. Discovery is nerve-wracking. Discovery is like an audit. You think they want that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody business gonna get told. I don't want that shit. There's some people in the industry right now like, hey, UMG, just...
Don't even do it.
Just give this nigga what he want.
Just pay the man.
Just pray to man, Lucian Grant. Like, man, hey, nigga, damn. Yeah. Like, do you really want to hear you, Mike? Do you really want to be here, nigga, damned? You know what, here, nigga. For those who might not think, like, understand what we talk about with here, nigga, damn. Like, imagine you 10 years old, and you just went to the candy store, and you come back home and your brother didn't go to the candy store.
Mm-hmm.
But your brother see you with some Flamin' Hots and some Fruities. and Icy and got their hand out.
Mm-hmm.
And you say no cops.
Nope.
And your brother start going to cry to your mom and daddy. He won't get me nothing. He won't get me. So you won't get in trouble. You say, hey, nigga, damn. That's UNG and Drake.
Oh, shit.
That's what this is. Hey, nigga, damn. I do all that shit. Sucker ass nigga. Now you got to punch him. Now you got to punch him in the side and shit. So you, as soon as you give him some fruities, you got to punch him in the side. Ow, tell him, mommy. That's what Drake is. Hey, nigga, damn. Because nobody wants discovery, Mike. They don't. Discovery is not a good thing when now the courts is like, all right, since y'all want to do this shit, let's get in everybody's business.
Yeah.
Drake don't really want that. He just want to be here, nigga, damned. Before we get out of here, is there anything else that we need to talk about? Like,
hey, man.
Kendrick is not winning the Grammy for Record of the Year or Song of the Year.
Unfortunately.
It's not unfortunately, fam. Shaboozy's winning that shit.
Nigga, but whatever rap category Not Like Us is Not Like Us is going to win.
Yeah, he's going to win all that. But
he's going to win.
But if it ain't Shaboozy, it's a white girl that's going
to
win.
Yeah, so we don't really, as a hip-hop community, we don't have to go up there, you know what I'm saying, and we don't have to get on the internet and say, hey, hip-hop got robbed again.
Nigga, Shaboozy Tipsy has been the number one song for 19 weeks.
Oh, that shit is mid, too, bro. That song ain't even really hitting like that, man.
You listen to country?
I heard this shit the other day.
Nah, that shit's bopping. You ain't listening to... Nah, Mike. There's some songs just like... Hit me out, Mike. Just like I said that Kendrick Lamar and Tyler the Creator got stadium songs.
Yeah.
Have you been to Nashville?
I've never been to Nashville. I've been through Nashville, but I've never stayed.
Go to Nashville. Go to Nashville. You and your wife. Go to Nashville. Go to Broadway. Yeah. You will understand why that song is hot.
Okay.
You're gonna go and you're gonna see all the bridesmaids. Nashville is like the bridesmaid capital of the world. They go there to kick it and shit. Get drunk, maybe cheat on their fiance before they get married. You know, one of the girls get trains ran on them and shit.
Oh my God.
Hey, why are you fucking two guys? Like, yeah, this is your party, bitch. Yeah. Like,
hey, but if, look, check it out. If Not Like Us, obviously don't win Record of the Year. If that Billie Eilish record, The Birds of a Feather. That's
she
a bop.
She can't win no more.
That's
know,
a fucking bop right
no
there.
More.
I
she
like that,
no
though.
More. Tired of Billie Eilish winning.
If she
tired
win
of Billie
it,
Eilish
I would...
and Tyler. Sabrina Carpenter. Fuck it. Give it to Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, right? Give it to Boy Meets.
Give it to Girl Meets World, my nigga.
You know what's going to happen? Look, check this out. You want to know what a here nigga damn, here nigga damn moment going to be? Is if Beyonce win. That's going to be a, look here, bro. That's gonna be a head nigga damn moment right there.
Head nigga damn.
Finally win album of the year, record of the year. Look,
head nigga damn.
Album of the year, Beyonce, Cowboy Carter.
Head nigga damn.
Yeah. And it's for a country album too. Yeah. Like, that's gonna be absolutely nuts to me, bro. Okay, I don't want to hear anything else from Jay-Z about Beyonce being the most nominated artist of all time and never winning an album of the year, and then she end up winning for the damn country album. That's gonna be a head nigga damn moment right there, fam. So that's a perfect example right there. But other than that though, fam, we ain't got nothing else to cover, bang. What you doing for Thanksgiving, bro?
Head nigga damn. Wait a minute. Might change the name of today's podcast. Damn. Scott. Hey, Scott, we might have the name for this episode of Summer Sessions. Hey, nigga, damn. What I was about to say, I forgot what I was about to say for the rap album, like for all of that stuff right there. I totally forgot. Hey, nigga, damn. What I'm doing for Thanksgiving, I'm chilling at the crib. I'm probably going to go to the liquor store down the street from the crib, give me some tequila. Still trying to figure out which tequila I'm going to buy. Am I going to buy Canizales? Am I going to buy Don Fulano? If I'm going to buy some G4, but I'm buying some tequila.
Check you out.
And I'm going to be drunk. I need to drink.
Would you consider yourself a tequila connoisseur?
Yeah, I love tequila.
Yeah, okay.
And you said, Mike. My kids are kidding me.
I'm dead.
But see, hey, oh, hey, Scott, hey, that's part of the hit nigga damn though, man. Kid, you keep me hit nigga damn. Shit,
take this ice,
man. Hey, you got a brother that's close to aging you. How many times has Christian? How many times have you had to hear nigga damn Christian?
Man, bro, plenty, bro. That yeah, bro. That nigga, look here, man. Look here, dog. I can't even explain. You know what I'm saying? Like, my baby bro followed behind me, and you know what I'm saying? I didn't have to look, bro. Here, bro. Yeah, nigga. I do that shit to him now. I said, hey, nigga, damn, bro. Here, bro. He might be needing a little favor, man. Let me hold.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was. Real quick, real quick, real quick before we got out of here. We got 5 more minutes before we get out of here. Real quick. So The Athletic did a formula called Goat Points.
Yeah.
For their new book. He said he just did the joke. Hey, man, Joe too big for you to be like your head nigga damn. His head nigga damn probably hit more than your shit. But I don't know, man, because Joe seems nice. You might be bullying your older brother. Hey, look, real quick, the GOAT, A New Way to Look at the Greatest of All Time. So there's a book from, I think, John Hollinger from The Athletic. I think it was him. But real quick, it says the Basketball 100's definitive ranking of the 100 greatest players of all time. From The Athletic's team of award-winning writers and analysts, including veteran columnist David Aldridge, who I met at a Giant in Silver Spring, Maryland. Turns out we live close to each other. I was in the same aisle as David Aldridge. I was like, oh shit, that's David Aldridge and John Hollinger. This is an excerpt from the book from a reprinted of the book that has the foreword from Charles Barkley. They talk about how you rank the greatest in history. So they have some formats here. In the formats, they have MVP vote shares, 50, uh-huh. 50 points for each 1.0. Finals MVP, 10 points. All-star team, 1 point. Career win shares above 100. 1 point. Career BPM above 2.0, 7.5 points per point. And the winner of the most GOAT points in this book, let's go from top 10 on down. According to the GOAT points in the Basketball 100, number 10, Shaquille O'Neal with 459.6. At number 9, Bill Russell with 471.5. Magic Johnson at number 8 with 486.6. Larry Bird at number 7 at 487.7. Number 6, Wilt Chamberlain at 499. Karl Malone is number 5 in this at 503. Okay. Tim Duncan, number 4 with 504.2. And your top 3 basketball players of all time, according to this point system: Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with 660.1, Michael Jordan at 750.2, and the greatest basketball player of all time, according to these GOAT points, is LeBron James with 857.3. LeBron James, the greatest basketball player of all time.
Wait, was Kobe Bryant in their top 10?
Kobe Bryant was not in the top 10. He was number 11 at 457.1. Okay. You're followed by Kevin Durant, James Harden, Oscar Robertson, and David Robinson. So here's a thought. Now, I know you don't agree with this shit, but how surprised in this point system are you to see in the top 15 David Robinson, James Harden, and Karl Malone at 5.
James Harden is the only shocking one. James Harden over Allen Iverson? Where's Allen Iverson on this list?
Okay, let's see where
James Harden. The fuck?
Allen Iverson is 42 on this list.
The fuck?
And shouts out to my nigga Torrance Ratcliffe. Guess who's above Allen Iverson? Gary Payton.
The fuck? Get that shit out of here, bro. James Harden in the top 15? Go conversation?
13, to be exact. Ahead of Oscar Ops?
That shit is absolutely nuts, bro. That's crazy to me. I'm good. What James, look, I would have you play the James Harden clip right now, bro. James Harden the most The worst superstar of all time, bro. Stop playing with me, fam.
Hey, Paul Westphal is ahead of Penny Hardaway.
No, bro. Look,
this is a point system.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
It's a point system.
I'm good. That list is terrible. It's terrible. A top 10 is all right. It ain't bad. I ain't mad at Karl Malone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Karl Malone probably a top 15. Karl Malone ain't got no ring.
Is he?
Maybe. I don't know. Top 20, top 15 player. I mean,
is Karl Malone the top 15 player in NBA history? Is he?
Depending on who you asking.
I ain't never heard nobody say it. Like, no, I'm being serious. I'm not joking. I am not joking. Let's keep it a bean. When we talk about greatest basketball players of all time and we do a top 15 list, I don't hear nobody say Karl Malone name.
Well, he might not be. I don't know.
Brando, maybe you can stat boy this shit. I ain't never heard nobody say Karl Malone was a top 15 player. Matter of fact, I don't hear nobody talk about Karl Malone. Karl Malone might have became the most, fuck everybody else, Karl Malone might have become the most underrated basketball player of all time, because unless you talk about power forwards, niggas ain't saying Karl Malone name. Am I tweaking?
You're not tweaking, G. You right. Nobody mentions Karl. That's probably the first list I've ever heard.
Thank
Karl
you.
Malone being. Like
a fifth. He fifth. He's fifth on that list, and there's gonna be somebody that look at that list and be like, Karl Malone, what the fuck? He's top five in points. He got two MVPs. This nigga went to the playoffs all his life, and they're probably not. Even when you say who's the best power forward of all time, you're gonna say Tim Duncan.
The only thing Karl Malone has not done is won a championship, bro. That's it. That's the only thing he's never done. It's like, championship, bro. Karl Malone was 25-10 his career, G.
Like I don't want to be the person that jump on the Karl Malone train, but damn.
I've
been talking about Karl Malone like that.
Absolutely true, bro. You are absolutely correct. Like now that you really do think about it, nobody mentions Karl Malone in a top 15, 25 list. I don't know. So
did we underrate Karl Malone?
Karl Malone might be the most underrated player of all time, man. Nobody talks about him. Like that's absolutely crazy.
Like the most people have talked about Karl Malone is his sex life.
I think whatever it is he got going on in his personal life, bro, has erased him from basketball history. So I don't know, man. But all I know is James Harden meeting on
Dunk be like this.
James Harden being on any top basketball list is absolutely asinine. So we're going to get that list the fuck out of here, all right? That's what we're going to do.
Now, we got to keep that list for Karl Malone, man. Karl Malone probably read that list and like, what the fuck?
Brando say it's fuck Karl Malone, G.
Karl Malone looked at that list and was like, they got me what? When the fuck? Am I dying?
That's a here nigga damn list, boy. Don't nobody talk about Karl Malone in the top list. Here nigga damn. Here you go, bro. You can have this one. Can have this list right here, fam.
It's the top five. It's the top 100 players of all time, and we did it with points.
Hey, nigga, damn.
Nigga got all these all NBAs and all this shit. Hey, nigga, damn, Karl. Karl Malone probably called some of these shits like, why y'all don't never have me on this list, fam? I apologize for the shit that I did when I was young. Put me on this bitch. Hey, nigga, damn.
Hey, nigga, damn, bro. You got it, Karl. You enjoy that. Man, bro, some dude pod, man. Make sure y'all rate. Make sure y'all like. Damn. Make sure y'all subscribe.
Somebody go hit the like button on our shit. Nigga, damn. Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, damn. Take this like, bro. Take this like. Look.
Take this damn subscription, man. Damn. Tie the mic ass. Talking about some Barbershed Network.
Wherever you find your favorite podcast is, make sure you search the Barbershed
Network.
Hey,
that's how Scott gave me my Not Gonna Hold You hoodie. Yeah, nigga, damn.
Look, when I get your Cool Hype Radio hoodie, hit nigga damn, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I want my hit nigga damn
man.
On.
Shit, bro. Hey, some dude.
Hey, have a girl IG. Ever gave you some ass like, hit nigga damn?
All right, look, man. Take this kiss on the cheek. Hit nigga damn, bro.
Oh, hey, hey, yeah, hey, hey, here, nigga, damn Hall of Fame. Can I get a hug, ass niggas?
Can I get a hug, damn. Ass nigga, bro? You be in the party, in the house party, bro. Ain't no girl dancing on you. Hey, nigga, damn. Take
so it's
that,
Karl Malone. So it's Karl Malone, the can I get a hug, nigga, of NBA players. Hey,
absolutely.
Nigga, damn.
Absolutely.
Damn. You always talking about how you ain't in no top five list. Hey, nigga, damn.
Hey, nigga, damn. Hey, man, at Sub Dude Pod, at Mike B underscore CHR, at JR Bang. Oh, man, we on IG, Twitter, Facebook group. Hashtag
hey, y'all need to follow him.
Hashtag Some Dude Pod is the Facebook.
Hey, y'all,
group.
Hey, y'all know I got a podcast, right? God damn, man.
All right, man. Damn. Here, take this listen. Look, I listen to your podcast. Hey, nigga, damn. Oh my God.
Drake, this is your fault. This is your fault. Crazy, you hit nigga bro. Down.
This damn. Is crazy, man. Hey, I whoop bang ass in fantasy football this week, bro. It's all good.
Hit nigga he's damn. About time.
About damn time.
Hit nigga damn.
He's still in the playoffs, though. He's still
I didn't start somebody. Hit nigga damn. Hey, fucker, you ain't even got to say nothing. We just going to end this shit.
Hey, man, we out, bro.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Nate Kale. And this is Some Podcast. We out. Peace.